Hi, Christian here. This is Chris Talks. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. This is Christian and you're tuning again to my podcast, Chris Talks. And I'm here again with Ali and Janice for our month-long anniversary special. Hi guys!
Hello!
Yes, and we're here at Janice's house and we're having coffee.
Yes.
And of course, samosa, thanks to my sister's Indian fusion cuisine, Cardamoms. So check out her Indian restaurant on Foodpanda, Cardamoms Indian Fusion Cuisines. And also you may check her Facebook page, Cardamoms Indian Fusion Cuisines, and on Instagram, it's Cardamoms888.
Yes.
All right. So, last episodes, we've talked about adulting and traveling. So now, let's move to love category, and I'll be choosing the question this time. All right.
Okay.
So, the questions, actually, because there are three questions on the paper. Well, first question is, did you ever experience self-pity when you were ghosted? What drives you to stop self-pity after being ghosted? And what if someone said to you they ghosted everyone except you?
Ghosted?
Yeah, ghosted.
Yeah.
You mean ghost?
Yeah, ghost.
Yeah, what does it mean?
All right. So, ghosting, the practice of ending a personal relationship with someone by suddenly and without explanation, withdrawing from all communication. It means that suddenly they would just stop the communication right away and they would just go bye-bye, you know? I mean, they would just
pop like a bubble.
Yeah, like a bubble popping up.
Yeah, wow, okay. Well, there's a lot of questions, so we can start from the first one. What is that again?
Did you ever experience self-pity when you were ghosted? But before that, have you experienced being ghosted or have you experienced ghosting a person?
Huh, good question. Who wants to go first?
I'll answer the question because since I picked the question. Alright, okay, I've been ghosted a lot.
Oh, wow.
If you will listen to my previous podcast episodes, I always mention that I've been ghosted a lot. So, yeah, I self-pity myself for that because I keep on questioning myself like, did I did something wrong or what I've done that made you ghost
me?
Me, yeah. Or are there any reasons or that you want to tell me that, I don't know, I just have so many questions and it's becoming a source of my frustration and anxiety because of those questions that I feel like, is it all my fault because you ghosted me? So yeah, I self-pity myself for that.
Me as well. Mm-hmm. Like I think for two weeks I undergo this self-pity stage where you ask yourself, am I not enough? What's wrong with me? Am I not pretty? Do I have to do this more so I can be accepted? Why am I the person who don't deserve an explanation?
Oh my. So,
but wow. At the same time, yeah, on the other side, I also experience, you know, ghosting someone. But I have a reason, and maybe at some point I understand maybe that person who ghosted me also have a reason that he holds why he ghosted me. How about you?
Those are valuable thoughts. Yes, you should ask yourself that. Like, there must be a reason, but yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure if I experienced self-pity, but like you said, guys, the questions will just, you know, it just keeps coming back. You always ask yourself, what's wrong with you? I'm not sure if I was, because the first person who ghosted me keeps coming back. So there are parts of this whatever that was when I started to think, maybe he's not coming back. But then he keeps coming back with explanations, trying to say he's sorry and then would like to continue with it, and then disappears once again, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Maybe he was just busy. So yeah,
My question is, do you believe his reason?
Well, at first I did because it seems legit.
Legit, but it keeps on.
Yeah,
I mean, it keeps on happening.
Guys,
is it the same reason?
No, it's very good reasons. For example, first one, it happened because he was undergoing. He was going through hard times that, you know, his grandpa died. I mean, who would question that? It's not like when you're grieving, there's no limit. There's no limit that you're done grieving for a certain amount of time. You can grieve for as long as you need. So maybe he was not coming back for 2 months because of that. And the next time was grieving. He was not grieving. I mean, he was away because he got into some bad influence and got into drugs and went to the rehabilitations to rehabilitate himself. So basically, those are very valid and believable reasons that I ended up not believing once it's over. So that was, yeah, the past. And I started to think, is it me? Is something wrong? Or is it really true what he's saying? So I'm not sure if I'm between the self-pity or if I'm just questioning his intention. So, yeah.
So the next question is, what drives you to stop self-pity after being ghosted? Well, for me, I divert my attention to someone else or to an activity like going to the gym or going to the beach or traveling with friends. Those are the things that I do to stop the self-pity because I think I'm just being too anxious and frustrated. That's why I keep on doing this to myself because of these things. But you know what? If you really want to stop this, you need to do an action. You need to do something to stop this from happening. Because at the end of the day, it's really about you. It's not about that person. Mm-hmm. So even though that person ghosted you, and it's still about you moving forward, not having that person, it's okay. So yeah, for me, those are the things that I usually do to stop self-pity.
Yeah, and to take note, it doesn't happen overnight. You know,
yes,
you can't.
It takes time.
You can't do that on your own. You need help. Actually,
yeah.
You need.
Yeah.
If you found yourself or find yourself in a situation where you really need help, seek that. Maybe your friends, your loved ones. Our lives is not revolving in one person. If that one person ghosted you, then go to those people who appreciate your presence, who are giving their quality time to you.
Mm-hmm.
So on that part, what I do is I reach out to a friend and then I open up and then I told her that I feel like I'm not enough, and then she start to make me realize that no, you're a wonderful person, and she started enumerating good things about me, and there that made me feel complete somehow. Even if someone, I don't know if you pick that as rejection, a silenced rejection, but in the end of the day, I just realized that it's just one person's opinion.
Exactly.
You know? True. Wow, that makes sense. You know, it's just one person, but oftentimes we forget that this is just one out of the billion, and they don't really matter. Or if they do to you, we gotta learn how to ignore that, or not get affected by it. But it's tough.
Yeah.
For me, although I mentioned that I'm not sure if I do self-pity, I think I do feel that at times. The first time it appeared reasonable, but the second time, I think at some point in one relationship that I had, I was ghosted for a few weeks. He just decided that it's not worth telling me that he has moved on. And that's when I asked myself, if I was not enough, if I did something wrong, and if there's something I could have done to prevent this ghosting. And I think what drove me to stop that was, at some point, I was really, really frustrated and upset about what happened because he keeps ignoring me. at the time, well, he was my boyfriend, so of course I would go crazy because I just don't know what's happening. He just stopped talking to me. So at that point I thought to myself, what if I go run in front of the road and just let myself be bumped by some random car? And if I go into the hospital, into the emergency room, maybe by then if he hears about it, he will come to me and talk to me. I was so depressed and desperate that I just want him to talk to me to the point that I wanted to die. Or just get hurt, at least. Just get hurt for me to get his attention. But then, that's when I realized that this is out of control. I shouldn't be thinking about these things. And what I do when I start to think about things really negatively is, this is true, I get a piece of paper and write down the pros and cons. I write, if I continue doing this, what will I benefit from this? And on the other side, what will I lose? And there are more things in that paper that says, I'm not doing the right thing. So I guess it made me, it woke me up that it's really time to start thinking about myself. And that is when I started focusing on even things I didn't like, such as badminton or just exercising. And that's just really focus on myself. And for a while I was able to. For months, I'm just going directly to whatever road I'm taking, and then I slowly started to have the feeling of more calm,
mm-hmm.
and I think I started to feel alive again. But it was not constant, you know? There's a time when I'm doing that I'm still crying. Sometimes I'm doing something. I remember I was at work. I'm just doing things and, you know, listening to good sounds, and then suddenly I started crying. I just bawled my eyes out because I was so hurt, because the lyrics on every song that you hear when you're heartbroken is so on point that, like, it's talking to you. So I cry and I cry, and then I exercise again and I feel happy again, and then it goes back. So it's a struggle. Like mm-hmm. you said, Janice, it's not overnight. You go through that process. You do the self-pity again, and then you go back and, you know, until finally you're not there anymore.
Yeah, you will find yourself repeating in a cycle, and it makes you feel like you're not making progress. But
yeah.
to be honest, you are making progress. You just have to believe in yourself that you are making a progress.
Okay, all right. So I guess it's just about how the impact of ghosting to you guys, because when it comes to me, my experience before, like, I've been ghosted several times.
Mm-hmm.
So the impact of ghosting to me is really, it's really painful for me, because it keeps on happening consecutively. And it's really hurting me so much. And the self-pitying, it's becoming too much for me already, because with you guys, you have experienced ghosted for once in your life, or probably twice in your life. But for me, in my case, I've experienced ghosting for several times already. And it happened consecutively. So the impact of this to me is too much, because I keep on asking myself, is it really about me? Is it about my attitude, or is it my fault already? So the way I question myself, it's different from the way you ask yourselves. That every time I meet a person, I am becoming too anxious already. Like, if I'm talking to someone, I'm starting to feel anxious already. And it's becoming also a factor wherein people would tag me as a red flag, because I'm becoming too annoying for them. And sometimes I also question themselves, like, is this for real? Are you really interested, or you just want to have fun? So there are so many questions that coming into my mind, and it's just too much. So mm-hmm. self-pitying for me, it's been happening for so long. I think you remember that, Ali, because when remember in 2016, I always go to your house and pick you up and will ask you if you want to go for a lunch or coffee because I'm feeling anxious again because I'm seeing someone again, you know. You remember that? So, you know how I became so anxious back then. And until now, I've been experiencing this anxiety and this self-pity because of those things. And I'm not getting younger anymore. Like, I just want to be stable. I just want to have a stable partner. So that's why until now I have the same question. And I to be honest, like just few months ago I have a friend who's he's reading a tarot. So I asked myself, like, I mean, he told me that, you know what, based on the cards, you still have past issues that you keep on bringing to the present. And I think that's one thing that struck me during that time, because yeah, I was doing that always. Like, I always bring the past issues with me, and for me to really move forward, to move on with my life, I need to let go of the past issues and just start fresh.
Yes, I think it's understandable. I believe that with all these experiences you had, it must be really tough for you to move on because it keeps happening. And if you don't mind me asking, it's not supposed to be about self-pity. My question is just, why do you think that this is happening to you? Is there something that you have observed that has come out like very similar to all these people that you have dated?
Honestly, that's one of my questions that I want to ask these people, like those people who ghosted me, like, why? Why did you do that? Or is there something wrong with me? I just want an answer. At least I am aware of that, because based on the observation of my friends, when I'm dating someone, I'm giving too much to that person. I'm not sure if that's a bad thing or it's a good thing, but I don't know. I'm not really sure about it. But when it comes to effort and time, I really give that to that person. And I don't know if that kind of effort and time that I give to that person is annoying, or it's making that person uncomfortable, but I need to know the answers.
That's right. I think that even if you say that it's too much, you have to know what is too much for someone.
Yes.
For example, if you're the type of person who wants to update your partner every, like, so often during the day, if that is too much for them, then they have to tell you. So you can, because I think this is, you know, what we talk about, it's called love language, you know?
Yes.
So maybe you are showing them how you love a person. But for them, it's a different language for them. Maybe they prefer a more laid-back kind of approach. And maybe, I don't think that something is wrong with you personally, but I just really think that you're not matching with the right people. Or perhaps you are, but you're just not talking about it. Like, what would you prefer? This is how I love. This is how I show my affection. This is how I show that I care. But if that's not your style, you have to let me know. Because I'm loving you the way I know, but probably it's too much for you. You have to tell me. Because otherwise, I'm just gonna keep guessing and I'm gonna keep doing things that you think is wrong or too much for you. But if you meet halfway through, maybe it will change. But I guess a lot of people are afraid to talk about this. And sometimes, I'm not saying that it's for everyone, sometimes when you talk about this, people think, I mean, the partner is feeling like they're being targeted for what they're not doing. Like, are you judging me because this is what I do? But no, sometimes you just really have to remind them that, hey, we're just having a conversation, I'm just asking you, and I just really genuinely want to know the answer. I am not judging you for the way you do things, but I'm just curious because I want to know how I should, you know, show you my love.
Have you tried that? After ghosted, have you tried to approach the person and ask directly, like, why did you ghost me?
I haven't tried it because once they ghosted me, I mean, they totally ghosted.
That's why it's hard for him.
It's hard, yes.
Yeah.
Because there's no person. It makes sense because the topic is ghosting.
Yeah.
So if he wants to ask that person who ghosted him, nobody can answer that.
I know.
Basically,
I
remember. Well, this is my ex.
Mm-hmm.
My ex experienced being ghosted by his ex. And then one day, he saw his ex in a mall with his boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And it so happened that my ex tried to approach his ex.
Aww.
And they had this conversation. And then after that, I think he went, like, he's okay now.
Mm.
I think right now...
Maybe he's just lucky.
Yeah.
I think right now, for me to really end this self-pity is for me to have a closure.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
I just need to know the answers, what made them decide to ghost, or what made them, you know, to end the communication. Because I felt like when I'm entering a relationship, there's always a good talking stage, there's always a good dating stage, and then suddenly that person will just ghost me, and I feel like, what I have done, you know, I don't know what's happening. So I guess I just really need a closure. It's just a relationship, you know?
Yeah,
you need a closure for you to really get away from these issues. And
I feel attacked.
Yeah. And why?
Because, yeah, didn't I mention that I also had an experience where I ghosted someone.
Ah, okay.
And I have a reason, but I never had this opportunity to explain to him. Because for me, it's also hurt.
Have you thought of what he's going to feel when you ghosted
him?
I know,
but for me it will be more hurtful if he hear that from me.
But do you think that if you tell that person will feel something like, all right,
it might involve someone else actually.
Okay.
So I'm just keeping this peace. You know, maybe someone also had this kind of reason, and for his or her value, he prioritized not getting involved someone else in this issue, and just the best answer is to ghost, maybe? I don't know.
Wow, that's an interesting take on this, because now that you mentioned that. Okay, we are so guilty.
I think I'm getting your point. Like, at some point, ghosting can be a good reason for you to end something, because you don't want to make that person feel frustrated.
And also, this person, don't take my no. I already say no, and he don't stop.
I have to go there.
Yeah, until someone told me to cut the communication.
I think we have different scenarios here.
Yeah.
Because in my case, we were in a dating stage. We were talking already. Like, we're having a good communication. We're going out together. And then I don't see any problem at all. Like, when I'm basing the actions of that person towards me, it's something that you would agree that that person really likes you. So for me, all this time, that person, I feel like that person likes me. And then suddenly that person just end the communication and all. I think that's two scenarios that we have here. With you have already mentioned to that person that you don't like that person.
Or let's say I already showed multiple times.
Yeah. But in my case, it's different. Mm-hmm. That person shows affection.
Mm-hmm.
That person shows care towards me. And then suddenly, that person just... I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You're saying something.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Sorry for cut you there.
No, I just suddenly thought about all these things. Because we are approaching this side of this where we are the one... once ghosting them. And now, you mentioned, Chris, that you have two different situations. And now I just want to open up about my situations as well
the
past.
Okay.
So I think the first guy that I told you about is that, you know, he keeps disappearing. And then he keeps coming back. And I just keep accepting his reasons. I think part of it is a game. Like, for me, it's like, I mean, not in a bad way. It's like this, because we don't communicate as much. And when we do send a message, it takes, like, a day or two to respond back.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, if that's how you want to approach it, that's also what I'm going to do. So every time he comes back and he gives me an explanation, of course, there's hope inside me again. They're like, oh my God, he's coming back. So he really must like me. I mean, if you don't like me, why do you have to come back and say all these things if this is not true anyway? It means that you really want to spend time with me and that you really want probably a life with me. But then, in the end, despite these constant disappearance and explanations, we finally met and we found out that we are not the person that we liked for each other.
You're not compatible.
We are not compatible. There was a lie involved, but at the end of that day, we called it quits. We didn't say that it's the end, but after that, he didn't text me, and I also didn't text him, and it's over. So somehow, there is a closure. I didn't get the answer to why he keeps disappearing and why he keeps coming back, if what he feels is really true, but we just ended it there. So the first one is like closure, so that's done. And the other one where I really, really felt sad and frustrated was when I was ghosted, because apparently he already has a new girlfriend that he was not telling me about. And I think that's totally different situation. And eventually, after maybe a year or two, we talked again, and I asked him why he did that. And he explained to me the reason that I didn't believe, and I told him, I don't believe you, but okay, I have moved on, I'm fine now. Like, okay, that's done. But that took a while, you know. Before I got there, I felt like he was really ghosting me because his reason was probably he's too embarrassed. I don't know, he was probably too embarrassed to do that, because first of all, he was the one who approached me. And through the months, I just developed my feelings. And then eventually we became a couple. But I don't know, I can only guess that he was so embarrassed about that. And lastly, this is where I'm coming in. Where I don't know if it's called ghosting. Because this third guy, well, this is not my boyfriend, but we had like a mutual understanding. In that I told him that I don't like it when he disappears. He is a singer. He is very busy. And he has concerts. So, I understand that he would have rehearsals. He's very passionate about his choice of career, and that when he rehearses, he just does it completely. And sometimes he doesn't message me. And I understand that. But for you to disappear for a month and tell me a month later that because he didn't have internet, guys, who doesn't have internet nowadays? So, I felt like, oh, that's too much. I didn't like it. And he told me that, so sorry, we just didn't have an internet, but I'm gonna work on it, blah blah blah. And so, okay, if this happens again, because I'm at the stage of my life where I stop believing in crap. I just stop believing these reasonings when, you know, he said that he doesn't have internet. I just, okay, if this happens again, I'm out. I'm done. We are just starting anyway. There's nothing deep yet, but I don't like this as the foundation. So the second time it happened, I'm gone. I blocked him. I didn't talk to him anymore, but I forgot one app and he could contact me there, and he said, did you block me? And I said, I still answered because I cannot not reply. I said, yes. Why? Because I told you, if this happens again, I'm out. It's like, and then he started to put the blame on me, like, this is how all you women are. You start to leave men and then tell us that it's our fault, blah, blah, blah. So, I'm not sure if that's ghosting because we still talked. But at the end of that conversation, he said, you know what? I'm going to block you now before you block me. So that it's the last laugh. Like, I win. I blocked you now.
Wow.
Okay, and then he blocked me and then that's it. So, I felt like I ghosted him. But at the same time, it was for a reason. I'm done being played with. So, yeah.
You know what? I would love to add something on that. You know what? After these ghosting things that's happening to me for the past few years, there is one point in my life that I told myself that, you know what? This time, I'll be the one who's going to ghost a person.
And yes, and my friend told me
goal?
That, you know what, stop.
Hmm.
I mean, not to try it, because if you try it, it may be happen to you again and again and again. And the,
yeah,
karma will just get to you. So, at that point, when my friend told me that, I told myself that, yeah, I think for me to really to let go of the past and to stop this agony, I think it should start with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to agree with my friend that I should remove all the past issues and just move forward with myself. So it's really about yourself.
Yeah,
it's just about yourself.
I remember this when I remember with my ex-boyfriend. Of course, we broke up, but in the end, you will. I don't know, it's just me. You will try to reach out your boyfriend to make it work, you know. But at the end of the day, I just realized sometimes the answer is not that important.
Oh, that is true.
Right? So I have to stop looking for the answer. Stop running and chasing this person who ghosted you. Maybe the answer is not worth it at all.
Or maybe they don't even know why they did it.
Yeah.
So you will just be disappointed twice.
So meaning I should not ask anymore.
If you have the opportunity to ask, like, you know, it's not that, like, let's say 3 months, maybe after 2 days you being ghosted, try to reach out. And then if they still don't reply, then think that the answer is not worth it at all.
I think I have to agree with you with that, because the reason why these people ghosted me, I think it's better not to hear the answers, because probably it might be too damaging that I will not be able to handle it anymore. Like, my mental health will not be able to handle it. So I think it's a good thing that I don't know the answers at this point, because I think I'm just too broken at this point. So if I heard something again, or I heard an answer, and it's still damaging, I think my broken heart will keep on breaking and breaking, and I think,
yeah,
I will die for it, you know?
I feel you, yes.
Yeah,
I think it's just, you know, how it is. I think you should just let it go for now.
Yeah.
And see how it is, and just focus on yourself. Maybe it's better that way.
You don't deserve them. That's it.
Yes. Alright, we talked a lot on the two questions, and we have the last one, which is, what if someone said to you they ghosted everyone except you?
Yeah, like you're the other side. You're the special
person. Well, for me,
person.
It's a foolish thing to say, because as you said, you know, we should not believe these people when it comes to, it's just too good to be true. For me, it's too good to be true.
It's actually a red flag.
Red flag, right?
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm the one who cried. I experienced
so
that.
When you wrote this question, what did you have in mind? What does it mean that when...
Because someone told me, so we were talking about ghosting, and I shared my experience that someone ghosted me.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person told me that, well, I ghosted everyone almost, except you. And I don't know what he mean by that. Whether he romantically see me as, you know, someone special that he wants to share his emotion to, but it's not a good shot, you know.
But you know what? On what he said, they ghosted everyone except you. The fact that he ghosted, he might do that to you.
To you as well.
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about that. After, I think, this past few days, he almost ghosted me. But we're working in the same workplace. And then eventually he called again. And he told me he's just busy. But really, it's just busy. But we're just friends. I'm not looking at him as romantically a partner or a potential partner at all.
Okay, I think I understand this now. Wow, there's a delay. But I feel, no, I mean, like,
is
I'm
he
just
trying to impress me or what?
I don't know. I feel like, for example, let's say that this particular guy likes a lot of people, but he is not involved with anyone, but he has this special relationship or special eye or heart towards this one person among the group of five. Mm-hmm. And then he's trying to get to know each one of them because he finds one special quality or characteristic in each that the other one does not have or he doesn't like. But then he realized that by talking to this person that he really likes, he realized, oh my god, I really like this person. So I'm gonna stop talking to these other four and I'm just gonna focus on her. So I'm thinking, could it be what he meant by that? That he ghosted everyone else that he was talking to because he decided that you are the one that he actually prefers?
But yeah. I want to look at in the perspective of a guy, mm-hmm. which is for me, if I'm a guy and I would say that to you, I might be saying that to all of the girls out there.
Oh, yeah.
So meaning, if I'm dating two girls, I might be saying that to that girl one and to the girl number two as well. And mm-hmm. I would weigh that person. I mean, I would weigh those two girls.
Yeah.
Who will win my time, you know, my effort. It's like a challenge question. Who will try to, I mean, you're, as a guy, you're trying to catch that person that you're trying to, it's like a bait. It's like mm-hmm. a bait. You're trying to catch a fish in the sea.
I think it makes sense, yes. But at the same time, I feel like it's still an assumption. It's possible that one guy is doing that and the other is doing the other possibility. We don't really know their intention until they say it themselves or we catch them.
So. I think the better way for this person is to really prove that he likes you. Yeah. It's not about saying those words that he ghosted a lot except for you, but it's mm-hmm. the action towards you.
Yes.
So anyways, guys, you know, the ghosting topic is really a long debate. So what are your guys' takeaway from this kind of issue? We all have experienced being ghosted and ghosting. So what are your takeaways from this?
My takeaway is don't do that.
Karma.
Really, yeah, don't do that. It damaged someone else's mental health, you know.
Exactly.
Takeaway is that we can never really know what the other person's intentions are. So all we can do is just be truthful to ourselves and communicate what we really need to say to the other person. Because it's better than leaving other people guessing. And I would understand that maybe it's difficult for you to say and you don't want to hurt anybody. If your reason is really unacceptable and you really don't want to say that, okay, fine. For the sake of the mental health of everyone, maybe it's necessary sometimes to do that. But I would rather if people would be more open and honest and communicate what they really feel rather than just leaving.
Yeah, or just say, it's not you, it's me.
Yes, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think you should learn how to communicate on the first stage of dating. You should have told that person your intentions. It should be clear at first. Because if that person started to give time and effort, and then you suddenly ghost that person, it's really damaging.
Yeah.
You're not just breaking a heart, but you're also breaking a mental health of a person.
Yeah, that's true.
So for me, you know, it's better to really communicate. That's one thing that I would just suggest to everyone.
Yeah, that is true. So we've learned a lot from this episode, guys. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. It's eye-opening.
And there's a lot to talk about ghosting, but of course, we're not gonna talk a lot about this ghosting. But yeah, thanks again, Ali and Janice, for joining me on this episode. It's really a fun episode, I think, because we have all experienced ghosting and being ghosted. So, yeah. All right, Ali, go ahead.
Here I am once again. Thank you for listening to Chris Talks. And I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, Small Girl Abroad, if you want to hear more about traveling and living abroad. Thank you.
And of course, thank you, Janice, for joining us again. And of course, thank you to Cardamom's Indian Fusion Cuisines. Check out their Facebook page and Instagram. It's Cardamom's888. It's delicious. All right. Thank you, guys. And see you again on my next episode. Bye-bye. Mwah.